Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Let's talk about this ridiculous concept of your comfort zone. I call it a ridiculous concept because it doesn't matter, so we'd better address it, because I know for many of people listening, that's counterintuitive. We're so interested in our own comfort and our own ease and what makes us feel good. And we like to also talk about personal development as this big thing of getting beyond our comfort zones. But I just want to say, I think it's an irrelevant conversation. Let me share with you why, in three easy ideas. Number one, your comfort zone is just not something that's important, because if you have a mission in life, you have a dream in life, you have a love in life, you have something that's important to you in life, your comfort zone should never be even something that you consider. Frankly, you should ask, what is necessary for me to show up and to serve with excellence in that area, regardless of what my comfort is? If you've heard me talk about this before, I've kind of got this opinion about the strengths-based movement. You know, it's like we're all supposed to do our strengths and just follow our strengths and only do things that really amplify or focus on our strengths. And I go, that's just not real. That's not real life. If you have a big mission or purpose or dream and it's beyond your comfort zone, which is really what they call your strengths now, right? Do your strengths, do your strengths. I'm like, hold on. What should be important is the dream. And your dream or your purpose or your mission should never be made to bow down to your limited human strengths. I mean, I wouldn't be doing this if that was the case. This video right here, I was terrified of video. I didn't like video. I sucked at video. I wasn't a good communicator. But I didn't say, well, I guess I can't do video because that's not my natural strengths. I said, what's the mission? Serve people, help people, inspire people? Well, then I'd better develop that into a skill. Not something that comes naturally or easy or automatically or I was innately born with. Look, I believe that we're all born with lots of goodness in us. But life throws curveballs. Life, the ambition of being alive helps us dream. And if you've been given a dream, don't discount that because you're not good enough yet. Develop yourself, weaponize yourself, teach yourself to be so good at something that is necessary to serve in the area of your dream that now you're never even thinking about your comfort zones. I rarely think about what's comfortable. This morning, as we were literally eating lunch with my team, Travis and Jess, I was saying how, you know, I'm starting to shoot some videos where I walk around with a camera on a selfie stick and how awkward it makes me. But that doesn't matter to me. I didn't say, well, it makes me awkward, so I'm going to stop. I said, you know what? I'm getting used to this because I'm going to get better and better and better at it because the mission is to serve more people in that way where they can see what's going on in my life. And so I don't think it's important at all whether I'm comfortable with it or not. What's necessary to serve the mission is the question, not what's easy for me, what makes me feel good, or what I have innate abilities because I was born to do that. Lots of people think that, well, I was born to do this one thing, and then they turn 20, and then they turn 30, and then they turn 40, and then they turn 50, and they realize, you know what? What you thought was important at 10, 15, 20, and 30 isn't as important sometimes 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. Sometimes the thing you thought was your whole life's purpose and goal in your 30s switches in your 40s, and you need to develop new skill sets. If you haven't found that to be true yet, I bet with a little bit more maturity and higher ambitions and aims, you'll find that to be true. Your comfort zone, it's irrelevant. What matters is, what are you trying to do with your life? How are you trying to contribute? And how do you grow into that, regardless of what you're good at, regardless of what's comfortable or easy? I think I hit that one strong enough. Second big idea, instead of comfort zones, I tell people is just, you know what? If you can't agree with my first point, then let's just jump into what to do. And that is, learn to consistently express to the world what you think, what you desire, what you really need, what you really want to achieve, and what your dreams are beyond what's possible for you now. You know, never limit your vision for your future based on your current capabilities or concerns or stresses. And what I mean by that is, right now, we live in a world where a lot of people, they do have a dream beyond their comfort zones. They do have something that they want to achieve, but they never tell anybody about it because they're fearful that they'll look stupid or they'll sound stupid or people won't support them. And I'm here to tell you, it doesn't matter if people support you. And it doesn't matter if people cheer you on along the way. Much of my career, people thought I was crazy. They're like, why are you doing this? You look too young. You sound too young. What are you trying to use this internet for? I mean, people were making fun of me most of my early career, and I bet they're even doing it in the comments of the video you're watching right now. It's okay. I'm not going to limit the expression of who I am, what I think, or what I desire of life based on whether or not other people will be comfortable with it or myself. So I encourage you, ask yourself this question. Have you been honest in fully expressing your thoughts, your feelings, your needs, and your dreams with your boyfriend, with your girlfriend, with your husband, your wife, with your team, with the people that you work with? I mean, do people even really know you? Because sometimes what makes us feel uncomfortable is to avoid difficult conversations. What makes us feel comfortable is making sure everyone accepts us. What makes us feel comfortable is belonging. And I think those are all great things, but I also think we have to ask, what's real? And to convey that and to communicate that. If you read my book, The Motivation Manifesto, I say that the main drive of humankind is the pursuit of personal freedom. Personal freedom being, I want to fully express who I really am authentically without trying to force it or without trying to comply with everybody else, and the desire to chase the things that are important to me, to follow my dreams, my own path, not everybody else's path. That's personal freedom. And you'll never have personal freedom unless you start expressing more of who you are to everybody, regardless of whether or not you find it comfortable. And then I would say the last piece that always comes to my mind is maybe just a little bit more of imagery for you. The third thing I would say is imagine a conversation with your future self. In that, let's imagine that the you of 20 years from now shows up at your doorstep, and that you is stronger, smarter, wiser, wealthier, healthier, happier. And that you shows up at your door, and it looks at your life, looks at where you live, what you do for a career, what you're giving, how you're showing up, how you're treating other people, what you're after in life. So the you of the future looks at your whole life in totality today, and it looks you in the eye, and it's, if that future you was going to give you advice on what to stop, what to start, on what a more courageous action would be, what's the first thing they would tell you to be or do to be more courageous? If they looked at your life and they said, okay, I see everything going on here, Brendan. I see how you treat your family, your friends. I see what you're chasing after. I see what you want to give in this life. You know what? I think you could do this. What would that courageous advice be for you? What would your future self tell you to do? What would be something courageous for you to start right now that your future self wants you to do? You already know the answer inside. You already know what you could do right now to be more courageous in your life. I say, do it. Forget about the comfort zone. Find what would just be courage, what comes up for you. And stop asking, does my courage fit in my comfort? No, just say, what's courageous? Go, take three actions towards it today or this week. Just start moving forward. And you know what? You'll start living a more courageous life. And the more you live a courageous life, the less you worry about your comfort zones. And the more you live what we call the charge life. Hey, my friend, it's Brendan. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Do me two favors. Number one, subscribe to this channel so that you continue to get updates every time I release new training for you. And number two, if you would like to get ahead a little faster in life, what I like to do is give you my 10 steps to achieving anything 10 times faster. So if you have a big goal, a big dream, a big mission in life, and you just like to achieve it faster, what would you need to do? You know, this is exactly what I keep next to my computer or next to my bed. And every time I have a big dream, a big goal, I open it up and I kind of use this as my checklist to get ahead faster. Because you and I both know if you're gonna be more effective or more productive, or you are gonna achieve your goals and your dreams faster, you're gonna have to switch your perspective a little bit on achievement itself. You're gonna have to adopt new thinking patterns and habits. You're gonna have to have new daily rituals and habits. And your entire approach to learning and skill development must be better. So in order to help you do that, go to brendon.com/10x. That's Brendon, brendon.com/10x. And you can download this guide for free. Just tell me your name and email. I'm happy to email that to you for free. The same guide I use to achieve any goal or dream faster. Thanks for tuning in. Until I see you next time, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really, Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so.
S-O. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori, and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.